The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funky music genres filling every niche. It's more than the sound, it's life is gold. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Backyard, sold out, residential. Bro, get some money, it's essential. What's beef? Grow up, eat your lentils.
I had to put me down the wood. Said that getting money, really, chicken little. You wanna run it up, then go and get it. It's simple, chain be doing numbers, hitting different colors, shitty skittles.
Hey, every real I know take care of their kids. Every real I know handle they biz. Every real I know put on the homies. All the real know me, oh, you don't know me?
Yeah, every real no, ain't nothing phony. The SRB be the family. All is up and rolling. They like Debo. Why you do that time in jail? The feds was on me. What he talking about? He really about that action? Tell me.
I got that from the boy. Who hating in the comments? The broken unemployed. I rap, I sing, better hooks than Floyd. I gross 3 M's off a f***ing Android.
Keeping independent, shit, I got it from LaRussell. When I'm feeling weak, still gon' get it off the muscle. Whole 60 bands on me. I just had an initial hustle. When that shit was adding up, I put the pieces to the puzzle.
Straight about the itty bitty city by the water, turned down a couple major deals and went harder. Kids scream my name when I'm picking up my daughter. The boy made it from the back streets and harder. We going back to back.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Rel G, and you're listening to the Aunt Taylor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Robbie Hart to the Aunt Taylor Show.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
So we got Robbie Hart is an award-winning international country music recording artist based in New York. Originally from Montreal, Canada, Robbie is known for her honest and motivating songwriting, her warm, rich vocals, and heartfelt delivery. She captivates audiences with songs that inspire resilience and hope. Man, you know what? That was beautifully said. Now, I didn't write that, but I definitely believe it. You know what I mean?
So, thank you.
Hey, so how is everything in your world right now? Pretty good?
I'm so blessed. I get to do what I love every day. So I would say it's doing pretty good.
All right. So what we can do is talk a little bit about you. I see that you're here by way of Canada.
Yes.
Was that a growing up thing, born and raised type of thing, or just living there for some time period?
It's such a fun story. I'll share it with you. So I grew up in Montreal, Canada. I lived there my whole entire life. And I ended up meeting my husband, my now husband, at Starbucks in Hawaii while I was on vacation several years ago. So after dating for about a year, we got engaged, and then I ended up moving to the United States to get married. And I've lived here ever since.
Got it. So Hawaii. So hang on a second.
Yeah.
Montreal, Hawaii, dating, basically deciding to relocate to the United States after being married.
Yes. And it was such a fun... Yeah, it's such a fun story. I had to put it in the song. I actually wrote a song about it. It's called Out of the Blue, and it talks about how I had a last-minute switch of plans on my travel, and I ended up finding love out of the blue.
See, there it is. See, your husband was on a surfboard just surfing. Was he surfing? I don't know if he was or not, but whatever he was doing.
He wasn't surfing. He was tipping a nice latte at the coffee store, so that did it for me.
Well, there you go. Look, you know, it's amazing how you would never expect to meet somebody technically across the, you know what I mean, across the world, pretty much.
You're absolutely,
you know,
right.
What I mean? And then that's who you are in love with, and now you're married. And so a lot of your songs, are they inspired by events that took place in your life, or do you just the ideas come to you and you record?
Well, every single song I've written so far has been inspired by something I've lived through or something I've gone through. One of my personal experiences, I take the experience and I turn it into a song. Often these songs are talking about overcoming adversity or rising from a difficult situation, but they're all real. And there are a few love songs in there, so I try to balance out my power anthems and my love songs, but they're all real stories, every single last one of them.
Wow. So with this being a running kind of theme in your, how do I say it? Everything you say basically is something that happened in your life. So your musical offerings are like a kind of like essentially sharing your life with your audience.
Absolutely.
Do you ever feel that you have given too much of yourself through your words, through your lyrics? Or do you feel that that is something that can help others enjoy life or deal with situations better?
It's so funny that you ask, because as a human being, I am so private. I don't share a lot of what I go through. I don't really talk about my personal life a whole lot. But then in contrast, I write these deeply personal songs that are like raw journal entries that I share with the entire world. If you look at this last song that I released, it's called My Mama's Daughter. That is extremely personal, that song. And I even went as far as to talk about the story behind the song, which is even more personal, talking about how I always felt very ugly and that I always had an unsettled feeling when I would look at myself in the mirror. I mean, that's very personal. So sometimes I do kind of feel like I've put out a little bit too much out there, because then I say, wow, I wonder what people will think if they hear this. And then I think about, I don't try to focus on that. I think about all the other people who are out there who have a similar feeling and think, wow, I thought I was the only person who felt that way. And perhaps my words can help inspire them to feel better and to think like, you know, maybe I always felt ugly, but now there's another side I can look at. Like in the case of My Mama's Daughter, my brand new single, the song talks about the fact that I always felt very ugly. I never looked at myself in the mirror. I tried to avoid it at all costs. And I didn't ever know why. It never was something I was conscious of. And then one day, somebody was talking to me and they said, you have a striking resemblance to your father, with whom I'm estranged, and he ultimately passed away. I didn't see him for many, many years. And this person said, particularly, you have his eyes. And when I heard that, it like struck me like a knife in my heart. I was like, oh my gosh, that is why when I look at myself in the mirror, I feel sick. It's not that I don't like me. It's what looks back at me in the mirror that was haunting me, that was making me feel uneasy for all of those years. And I could never put my finger on it. So I wrote the song, My Father's Eyes. And it helped me heal, because I was able to cry about it and write down how awful it was that, you know, I have this person that I inherited all these, this, his eyes, and I'm always going to be like him because I have his eyes, and I'm never going to be able to outrun that. And then I left the song for a little while, and then I came back to it and I said, you know, if I'm going to cry about having my father's eyes, I'm going to shout out from a rooftop all the amazing things that my mom gave to me. Mm-hmm. You know, her spirit, her love for life, her love of music, the value she imparted on me, like all of those wonderful things that actually made me who I am. I'm going to celebrate those things. So I ended up rewriting the song from My Father's Eyes to My Mama's Daughter. And the transformation was so incredibly healing. So although, coming full circle to your question, although I put this very, very personal story out there and the story behind it, I'm hoping that people who hear it, who feel something similar, can see that they can embrace the parts of them that made them who they are and that they love, and learn how to really find peace with their past. Because I was able to do that through the song.
That is amazing. Because all of us out there have different levels of relationship with a parent. And I can definitely kind of understand. Me and my dad are almost identical in appearance. And but we were, while he was alive, we were worst in, you know, we kind of reconciled a little bit, but our relationship had been bumpy ever since I can remember. And I spent a lot of time avoiding him rather than even, you know, I'm not a person of conflict. I don't do well with conflict. I don't like it. It kind of like deters my, because my thing is I've always been a happy kind of guy to the point to where I make people sick. You know what I mean? If someone has a problem, I'm like, well, hey, well, you know what? I recognize your problem. Let's see what we can do together to try to fix it. You know, like, you know, try to have an optimistic outlook. And, you know, those people sometimes who have the optimistic outlooks and things like that, they're the ones who are hurting the worst on the inside. And what helped me with my dad was just accepting, you know, yeah, I did look like him. I do remind myself of him sometimes when I speak. So I just make sure I do the exact opposite. When a thought comes to my head, I don't just speak. I wait and think about it, because sometimes I have a trigger mouth like my dad, and I'll say something insensitive or something like that. So I've learned to use my powers for good. The powers that he instilled in me or came to me genetically. You know, a lot of women tell me I'm good looking. So I say, hey, you know what? I'll take that. And, you know, rest in peace to my father, and may your father rest well as well. And the healing process continues. And those eyes, despite coming from someone you may not have seen eye to eye with, are still beautiful to somebody who doesn't know your dad. You know what I mean? And they don't know that. And you making that incredible song is going to help others, you know, be able to step outside of themselves and take a look at world, at things from a different view, and renegotiate some of the heavy lifting in life they're doing. So round of applause to you. I appreciate you opening up and telling us about that. One second. I'm sorry. I may have lost, there we go. I'm sorry, were you saying?
Hello?
Yeah.
No, I was saying that I said, thank you for sharing about your experience. I'm sure it wasn't easy, especially for somebody, as you said, who's so positive and always trying to look to help others, to have this feeling sometimes of pain and unsettling and not wanting to address conflict. Sometimes it's even more painful because you can heal everybody but yourself. And I'm very grateful that you shared the story, and I wish you to be at peace as well. And having your positive virtues, I'm sure, have really helped a lot of people.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's more of us out there that are learning more and more how to shift our pain into someone else's fortune. It's still, you know, we still got to, unfortunately, we got to deal with some of that pain. Some of that stuff will never go away. But I do think that being creative and being inspirational, like you were doing, is probably some of the best therapy that can be administered to self.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it's funny you use the words pain, your pain to help. For me, it's my pain to my purpose. My pain has led me to my purpose. And I can so identify with so much of what you said. And I'm grateful to be able to connect with so many like-minded people who have the same desire to go out there and help people through their experiences.
Exactly. There was this one. She's from Canada, too, originally. She wrote these lyrics. I want you to tell me if you know her name. Brushing past mirrors. Put off by the sight. Somebody's whisper kept me up all night after night. That sounds like you or my mama's daughter. I listened to this song and I read it as well, and I was like, this is some good information, and it's not rehearsed. It's just pleasantly authentic, and it's a beautiful song, by the way. And we're gonna share that with the audience a little bit. But you know, do you now feel free and lifted of some of the, I don't want to call it burden, but just some of the...
Please call it burden, because it's okay. Something I've been carrying for years. You can call it a burden.
Okay. All right. So the burden, has it now been lifted where it's manageable to the point to where you can say, hey, you know what? I've alleviated myself of a lot of pain. And now I can share it with the world.
Absolutely. And it's amazing, the transformation. You know, when I was alluding before to the fact that I started out writing the song as my father's eyes, and I was crying and crying and writing the song and crying and crying, and I got it out and I wrote it, and I wasn't really happy with it because I was still in the crying phase of it. Like, this is never going to get better. I'm always going to have his eyes. And then when I rewrote the song, with the new iteration, taking the control and saying, well, I might have his eyes, but I'm just like my mom. And I'm like this, and I'm like that, and I have all these strengths. And I was focusing on the positive. And every time that I would sing through those words, it would feel this incredible weight was taken off of my shoulders. I was standing a little taller. I was walking a little prouder. And the shame I used to feel is gone. I don't feel that feeling anymore, which I used to feel. I looked at myself in the mirror and I say, you know what? That's okay. And the very last line of the song is, I finally learned to love these eyes because I'm my mama's daughter. Because she taught me how to get through things, and she taught me how to get up after I fall down, and she told me how to be a fighter. And so because of all of those things, I finally learned to love who I am, and I'm okay with it. And it has been such an incredibly healing journey. I feel so much lighter. I feel so much prouder. I can't even tell you how much this has helped me. And I really hope it helps anybody out there who's listening, who's carrying around a burden that's not even theirs to carry.
Well, there you have it, folks. Typically, I'm glad we did have this portion of the conversation. It definitely beats out what's your favorite hamburger restaurant, or how did you make this song? Even though we did cover how you made a great, great song. Let's back up a little bit and talk about what motivated you to put pen to pad to write your very first song, or to even try to enter into this world of singing, and, you know, what made you want to do that?
Thank you for asking. That is such an important part of my journey. Like many people, I grew up dreaming of being a singer. I wanted to be a singer ever since I was a little girl. Music was always there for me as my best friend. I would sing my way through pain, through heartache, through happiness. It was just my language, how I communicated with people. And I loved singing. I wanted to be a singer. And when I was getting married to my husband and moving to New York, I figured at some point when I get settled, I'd have time to pursue my music career here in New York, because, you know, I'd be in New York and it would just be so much easier, right? So I moved to New York, we got married, and I was on cloud nine. I was on top of the world. It was the best time of my life. I had an amazing job that I loved. And about a year later, I was pregnant with our first child. I was over the moon with excitement. And then out of nowhere, I suffered a bad injury. And as a result of my injury, I was not able to sing anymore. I lost my ability to sing. So not only was I at home in severe pain with this terrible injury, at this really difficult point in my life, I couldn't sing. I couldn't get my expression out. I couldn't cry my way through the pain through singing and through music. And it was a really, really hard time. And years went on, and I was at home in pain. I couldn't do very much. It was a really long and hard recovery. And I felt like I was becoming a shadow of the person that I used to be. I would not even recognize myself in the mirror anymore. I lost my fighting spirit, and my vibrant personality was gone. And it was just in this like period that I was accepting this was the best my life was ever going to get. Meanwhile, I had this girl, my little girl at home. She was growing up. And so I was pregnant when I got hurt. And about when she was 7 or 8, I was thinking to myself, you know, my daughter has only ever known me one way. She's only ever seen me on the couch in pain, and I can't do very much. she goes out with her dad. They go out to the movies. They go out on bike rides. They go out on, you know, fun excursions. And I could never do those things. I could never join them. And all she would ever hear is, no, I can't. Mom's at home in pain. And it broke my heart to think that that's all she would ever think of me. So I was like, I have to do something to show her who I really am. So at that moment, I decided I'm going to pursue my dream to sing, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how unlikely it is, because I couldn't even sing anymore. Because I want to teach my daughter that when life gets hard, you keep pushing through and you go out there and you do your best all the time. And you, there's nothing that's out of reach. And the only way I could actually show that to her is by doing it myself. So I set out on my journey to start my singing journey. And it was incredible. This was about 8 years ago. I could barely walk. I struggled with a cane. I could barely walk. I couldn't really sing. I had to take lessons to be able to learn how to move my mouth properly again and to sing again and to get the notes out. And it was just so healing. Every time I would go, I would feel better and better and better. And music really did the most incredible job of healing me from the inside out. At first, I was like, who's going to want to hear me sing, right? Hobbling up to the stage with my cane, holding onto curtains so I don't fall down. But people were amazing. The support was amazing. And I just realized this is what I was meant to do. And I probably would never have done this had I not gotten hurt, and my life wouldn't have come to the point where it did, because I never would have taken a chance on myself. I had everything going for me with my job, and I was in this new life, and I was so happy. I wasn't going to turn my back on that to start a music career at that point in my life. So had I not hit rock bottom and hit that point in my life, I never would have taken this chance on myself. And it has honestly been the most incredible journey. I haven't looked back since.
That is an amazing story. And I'm very happy that you shared it with us.
Inspired
by so many different thoughts that went through your head. You just say, hey, you know what? Let me go ahead and make it happen regardless. You know what I mean? Because the time is going to pass by anyway. We can spend our time suffering, or we can spend our time trying to get to where we want.
You're so right. You're so right. You're trading pain for pain anyways.
Absolutely.
And there's the pain of missing out, if you know, so why not take a chance? And one thing my journey has taught me, and one of my missions, is I want to inspire people to go out there and do what they love today. Like, don't wait for something terrible to happen and then you have to get back up from it to go out and pursue your dreams. I would love to see people out there going out and doing it today and not waiting for something to happen before they go out and believe in themselves.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting here with Robbie Hart. Would you want to, we're not concluding anything, but I like to make sure that we get your social medias or some way people can find out about you mid-show. That way they can kind of take a look at things while we're having this discussion as well. Can you tell us a little bit about where they can find out more information about Robbie Hart?
Yes, thank you. So you can find me on social media at Robbie Hart Official. That's RobbieHarte Official. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you can find more information on my website, RobbieHarte.com. That's www.RobbieHarte.com. You can also find links to my socials and my streaming sites. And you can also message me on there through my email. And if you're on social media and you're listening and you want to send me a message, I would love to hear from you, and you can share your journey and let me know what part of this story inspired you.
Okay, so thank you very much. So what is next or presently going on that you might want to share with us? I know about the new single, and they all know about the new single. We're going to play the new single.
thanks for talking about the new single. I appreciate the plug. I do have some things that I'm working on right now, but I can't yet share about them. But I would love to come back and share them with your audience when the opportunity is available for me to share about them. And most importantly, I look forward to connecting with more fans, touring more, and getting out there to perform for as many people as I can.
Excellent, excellent. All right. So, excuse me a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure of sitting with Miss Robbie Hart. Miss Hart, would you like to give any shout outs to anybody or mention anything in particular before we conclude this conversation?
I would like to shout out everybody who's listening. I would like to shout you out for having me on your show today. Thank you so much. And thank you for shining a light on artists like myself. It's such an amazing thing to be able to have the opportunity to chat with you. So thank you very much. I want to say a shout out to my producer, Matt Anthony, who does an amazing job producing my music and often is my co-writer. It's just such an amazing opportunity to perform with people who understand you musically and to get the song just the right way. So I'd like to shout out Matt, shout out my family for believing in me, and all of my fans out there near and far who send me positivity, love, and support. I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Miss Robbie Hart on the Aunt Taylor Show. We will be right back after these messages. Thank you so much, Robbie, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. Hang in.
Hello?
James, it's Christy. Are you busy?
No, my roommate, Eddie Trunk, he's on the line, too, because he knows more about my debt.
Well, kind of talk to me, I guess, about your debt situation. What's going on?
Well, you know,
some bills and stuff that are behind. And
say that again. You both were talking at the same time.
Okay. I got a bunch of credit cards, and then I got some school loans behind.
Let me have just one person talk real quick.
Well, I mean, he knows probably more about it because he's my financial advisor.
Okay, well, let me have him talk then.
But he doesn't know everything.
Well, is it credit card debt?
Well, it's credit cards, and then it's also some medical, school loans, and a bunch of stuff.
Okay, hold on. You're both still talking at the same time. Just James. What did you say?
No, I said that it's foreclosure,
and then you got to figure out if,
and then the car payment, and then he doesn't know if he's going to bring it or not.
Dollar, and
yeah.
You know.
Every time I ask a question, you both are talking at the same time, and it's cutting each other off. I cannot hear.
Okay, so what do you need to know right now, though?
Are you able to make a monthly payment on this credit card? And if I can have just James answer that question.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get the information, but sometimes he knows and sometimes I don't either.
Okay.
Both of us.
You can't talk at the same time. The phone's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
I cannot hear either of you.
What do you hear?
I hear a jumble mess of words.
Well, we're in different rooms, so I don't know when he's going to talk.
Is there any way he can hang up his phone and come be with you in your room and you just talk to me?
I don't let people in my room.
So I guess I'll just ask a name and then that person just talks so I can get an answer.
Well,
I think I've pretty much had
this,
you know.
I have a bunch of stuff. I mean, I have a lot of papers down at my mom, so he doesn't have all of the stuff.
I think I have it pretty much
I'm just hoping that maybe
control
he
right
can
now.
Bring it.
Well, I don't have a clue what either of y'all are saying, and I don't even know how to help because I can't understand anything.
Why? What's the problem?
I don't know. The phone conversation is totally weird. I can't understand either of you, and you're both contradicting yourself.
So, but you said you couldn't understand it, so how do you know we're contradicting ourselves?
You're saying one thing, and he's saying something completely different on top of each other, and I can't hear, which is why I asked for just one person to talk one at a time.
All right, so what's the question that you have?
James, you tell me what debt do you have?
Well, I have a lot, but he knows more than I do.
This is the weirdest phone conversation I think I've ever had.
In my April candy, slam candy, blue tights, smoking on some serious dosage food with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon. Breaking in the corner, you find it fun. Beyond, give a damn about a beyond. Screw up on a buster. Rocking and painting right down the street with the cluster. Try to front, not just ya. Dixie's representing so much wood in my Cadillac. Last week I got a splinter in my finger. Don't hate, no
profitable, my mic game stay ripped. I'm on my toe, boom, make sure that you on your job. I be an ATX breaking bread with the flow mob and no mobs, longer than this one come harder and realer and smarter and just don't get it started. In my 84 candy, slam candy, blue tights, looking on some serious Doja food with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with the neon, breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond. In my 84 candy, slam candy, blue tights, looking on some serious Doja food with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with the neon, breaking in the corner, you find it fun.
I got a crop top, drop top, got it from the chop shop. 84 candy slab, and my haters looking mad. My trunk be doing bad, got them heaters and them beaters. We riding down the block and everybody wanna see us. Sweeter, M.O.B.'da, we gon' make them believe us. 50,000 on the slab, why you rolling the Prius? Them haters never gon' see us, don't compare us to Jesus. ATX to Houston, Texas, thinking fresh as the Adidas. Mowing up in the leader, man, we chunking the dudes. Big Sid and Bun Beater, we gon' do what we gon' do it. R.I.P. the Pimp C, we gon' do it for you. We representin' for that Texas and that DJ Screw.
In my 84 pants, slam candy, blue tights, looking on some serious Doja food with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon, breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond. In my 84 pants, slam candy, blue tights, looking on some serious Doja food with my trunk wide open so that you can see the neon. AC with neon, breaking in the corner, you find it fun beyond.
Ready to vibe? Darahill's got the soundtrack you need with his new banger, Enjoy Life. It's all about good vibes and living your best life. Stream Enjoy Life now on all platforms and let the music move you. Darahill, bringing the heat wherever you get your music.
Imagine a world where comfort meets style effortlessly.
Toxic nature.
Picture clothing that moves with you, adapting to your every adventure.
Toxic nature.
This apparel empowers you to express yourself confidently, embracing your unique spirit.
Toxic nature.
Discover the perfect blend of quality and innovation designed for your dynamic lifestyle.
Toxic nature.
Experience the difference of clothing that truly understands you.
Toxic nature.
Let your naturally toxic side take over. Toxic nature.
For more details, visit store-justinbrown.com and check out Toxic Nature by Justin Brown on Facebook.
Lips on my arm, drip on a glide, gold on my neck with a queen by my side. Dreams too thick, can't kill my vibe. I'm just living my life, living my flex in my arm, city on glow. Way so clean when I walk it slow. Haters don't talk, they don't know. I'm just living my life.
Set sheets, gold teeth, still I stay humble. Came up from the rubble, now the whole bag double. VVS vision, see the hate from afar. I don't chase dreams, dreams know who we are.
Purple haze drifting, mind on a mission. Talking about the wave, I'm the whole definition. Laced in designer, mind in the clouds. Talk smooth, but my presence too loud. Flex in my arm, drip when I glide. Gold on my neck, with a queen by my side. Dreams too big, can't kill my vibe. I'm just living my life.
Losses, bounce back, that's growth. Now my aura too clean, drip soap. Meditating on a rooftop view. Whole world mine, but I gotta prove. Feeling like I'm timeless, crowned with the Midas. They was moving slow, had to chase a climate. Talking penthouse dreams from the block to the beam. Life a whole movie, I just live in the scene.
Rolling through the city with the top laid back. Stickers get the vibe, throw the track on slack. Gold chains dancing in the moonlight glow. Wave on freeze, but the grind don't slow. Flex on my arms, yeah. Drip when I glide. Gold on my neck, white queen by my side. Dreams too thick, can't kill my vibe. I'm just living my life, living my flex in my arms, city on glow. Wave so clean when I walk in slow. Haters don't talk, but they don't know. I'm just living my life, living my life.
Gold teeth, still I stay humble. Came up from the rubble. Now the whole bag double. VVS vision. See the hate from afar. I don't chase dreams. Dreams know who we are. Purple haze drifting, mind on a mission. Talking about the wave, I'm the whole definition. Haters gon' talk, but they don't know.
I'm just living my life, living my life.
Silk sheets, gold teeth, still I stay humble. Came up from the rubble, not a whole bag double. VVS vision, see the hate from afar. I'm chase dreams, dreams know who we are. Purple haze drifting, mind on a mission. Talking about the wave, I'm the whole definition. Laced in designer, mind in the clouds. Talk smooth, but my presence too loud. Took losses, bounce, that's growth. Now my worry too clean, drip soaked. Meditating on a rooftop view. Whole world mind, what I gotta prove. Feeling like I'm timeless, crowned with the Midas. They was moving slow, had to chase a clown and talk a penthouse dreams. From the block to the beam, life a whole movie, I just live in a scene.
Rolling through the city with the top laid back. Speakers got the vibe, know the track gon' slap. Gold world mind, what I gotta prove. Feeling like I'm timeless, crowned with the Midas. They was moving slow, had to chase a climate. Talking penthouse dreams from the block to the beam. Life a whole movie, I just live in a scene. Rolling through the city with the top laid back. Speakers got the vibe, know the track gon' slap. Gold chains dancing in the moonlight glow. Wave on freeze, but the grind don't slow.
Brand new friends for way back. If you my slime, can't change it. Hey, 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 Zon, come here right quick. Pass me a blunt.
If I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my slime, can't change that. If you ain't trying, fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with payroll. I be on the low. I was tryna beat it up, I beat it on the floor. She was tryna make love, I put that on ghost. I can never fall on my soul. Shaking it like Macarena. Need some space, all these bitches ain't on entertainers. We up high before the night, we all getting faded. Call AZ with that fire, cause he on the dangerous. Yeah, bad bitch, she on my shit, I'm like dying. Get you anything you need, 6 seconds like Vine. Tryna beat it like on Campbell, I need another slice. She was trying munch on it, ice spice.
Trey was in that Bentley and I put up in that ghost. Now we up in Vanity, got women on their pose.
I was in New York for a week on Vogue. Oh, oh. If I'm on your mind, just say that. Brand new Benz, brand new Maybach. You got brand new friends, fuck way back. If you my slime, can't change that. If you ain't tryna fuck what I'm here for. Fine brown skin, girl, Barbados. You tryna play these games, I'm paid off. I'm in Hollywood with payroll.
Okay, we do have one thing that we do on this show. It's called Out of Pocket or Not. So now we're going to get into that segment. And we're going to see if somebody is out of pocket or not.
I had a woman I was trying to date send me a wedding invitation. Crazy part, because she told me she didn't have enough time to date and then sent me a wedding date. Now she talk about you coming to the wedding. I love you. I can't just be out here watching you get married. They gonna be like, eh, speak now or forever hold your peace. And I'm scream out, that's my bitch.
So let me ask you a question. So this dude say that he tried to go out with a girl. The girl did not want to go out with him. And all of a sudden a wedding invitation arrives. Is that out of pocket or not?
That's hella out of pocket. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he said, bitch, I love you. Oops, I didn't mean to cuss, but yeah.
Tony Jazza, what you think about
that?
Yeah,
that's all out of pocket. Yeah, it's me. That is a lot out of the ordinary for real.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he could... you know, I've never had a situation like that, but I think that's like the ultimate in being rejected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, you know,
just tell me you don't want me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel
not
like
only
this,
do you not want me, but you gonna get married.
I just feel like this, you know, in that situation, I could tell I had a few of those altercations in front of me. It didn't happen to me, but not something similar to that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I could tell you this, you know, I think is very, relationships are very tricky, and especially on the first time you meet someone, and for long, you wouldn't know if you see it coming, even if the person you trust for like a year or 3 years, you know, and it's like, you know, you don't know what random thing can actually happen. So, you know, it's hard to really put your finger down and really get to know someone.
Well, look, wait, hold on a sec. This dude didn't even get a chance to date this chick. And, you know what I mean? So that's even more nerve. She didn't even let you date, you don't even get a chance to find out about her. And she tell you she don't have time to date you. And now you getting a wedding invitation. Let me ask Christina something. Now, Christina, in a relationship, everybody has different types of relationships, right? What do you think about guys and girls being open with their phones? It's like, should a guy go through a girl's phone? Should a girl go through a guy's phone?
That's hella funny, because me and my cousins were talking about this the other night, and it's just like, go ahead, you can go through my phone. Like, you might get your feelings hurt a little bit, or I'll get my feelings hurt, but it's just like, you know, if you're going to deal with somebody like that, like, why are you even going to deal with them? You know, like, you should be able to deal with somebody who's stressed and who is completely honest, you know.
Excellent. Tony?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, yeah, you just got to let the you got to let nature take its course, you know, and just go with the flow and take it one day at a time.
Man, look, you got a lady, stay up on her phone. You might see messages from me up in there. You know what I mean? So yeah. Just stay out of her phone, man, because it's a lot easier.
It's the trust factor, like she said.
It is a trust factor, absolutely. And this one here is actually about that. We're going to see if he out of pocket or not.
I went through my girl phone.
Flip phone.
It was about that time, yeah, flip flop. Boy was a handsome yellow with waves in his hair. Stretched back with his hand behind his head, probably with a 12. Man, I saw that broke the phone, stole the car, took the baby, hit every goddamn thing. Yeah, I damn near got a kidnapping charge. So I found out because what I felt at that moment, that's why I don't like yellow with muscle and
waving
her to this day.
All right, is he out of pocket? Is he telling the truth?
And she out of pocket.
He telling the truth, man. See,
she out of pocket.
He is. All right. So look, we're not gonna do too many of these. That was it. But I just wanted just to add a little bit of that to it, just to see where people are at on the spectrum of what's out of pocket these days and what's not. I do have a lot more. Tony Jazzo, you and I, you know how we do it, man. We'll do this for hours. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and welcome. Man, we got an exciting interview right here ahead of us. Put your hands together and welcome my next guest. This is going to be an amazing. Why don't you go ahead and tell a little something about yourself?
What's good? I'm Big Sed of Flow Mob. I am one of the founding members of Austin's own independent rap group, Flow Mob, with over 20 plus years history in the game. I'm a producer, MC, and a record label owner and entrepreneur. Still in the game, still dropping music, still making beats, still on the grind.
What inspired your latest single?
The song For My City is represents Austin, Texas, right? It represents Central Texas, the South. It's just it's an anthem for my city, right? I just wanted to show some love and just, you know, make a song that represents where I'm from, you know, representing the South, and basically putting some shine on Austin and let people know what we got going on down there, and let them know it's time, and we ready, and we coming. Let's go. ATX stand.
how has your sound evolved over time?
I feel like the sounds evolved just, you know, lyrics, delivery, beat making, just everything on point. I always felt like if you don't get better at something, you're going to get worse. So if you don't practice, you know, you can't expect to get better. So I feel like I put the time in. So now, you know, making music is easy, right? Making the beat, bam, producer, make the song. Let's go.
What is your songwriting process? Just so people can get a handle of how you do it.
My songwriting process is all about that energy, right? I got to lock in, give me some of that good greenery, get the lighting, get the mood right. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a producer, so I make the beat too. Once I get that bass and them drums and I get something that I can groove to, we got it, man. We start writing, and the song is going to tell you what the song is about, right? The vibe and the tempo of the music, it speaks. So feed off that energy.
So how do you balance your creativity and your motivation with all the other stuff that's going on? Social media, managing that, being a writer, producer, singer, actor, you know, all these things we have to kind of be now just to keep eyes on us.
Man, I got a passion for music. It's not hard to stay motivated, right? I'm a musician. I'm not just somebody that's been doing this for a couple years. It's like I've been doing music 20 plus years. So it's like, I love it, right? I love making beats. I love going from nothing to something, starting off with nothing, right? And then now we got a beat. And then 5 minutes later, I'm writing. 15 minutes later, I got a hook. 30 minutes later, we got a song. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I love this game.
Oh, here's a good one for you. How do you handle criticism or negative feedback?
Criticism and negative feedback is two different things, right? Handling criticism is somebody that's trying to give you advice. Negative feedback is just somebody, it's just hate. So it's like you have to be able to decipher between the two, right? But honestly, I don't worry about too much of any one of them. I go off of my energy. If I'm feeling the song and I like it, I'm going to keep moving with it. And I'm going to go off the way the people, you know, the majority of people. I ain't going to go off of one hater. You know what I'm saying? Keep.
Got it. All right. So what's next for you in your music career? Any shout outs? And where can listeners find you on social media, places like that?
Man, thanks for having me. What's next for me is we dropping the next project, 1212. For My City is going to drop on all streaming platforms. My website, Big Said Music. I got free downloads. And I got a radio show that's starting sometime in December. Pay attention to that, but it's going to be on ATX Soul Radio. It's called Texas Toast. That's what's in the future. Big Said, stay up. Let go.
Man, that was one amazing interview. Thank you. I solely appreciate it. Thank you for coming and gracing us with your presence. Everybody go ahead and check them out at the social medias, and we'll see you next time.
Have you lost a tooth or more? My Dental Wigs, the best long-lasting alternative to implants, bridges, and other cosmetic dental solutions. And we come to you. Our happy clients wear their custom-fitted dental wig in everyday life. They eat, drink, and sleep with it without taking it out. Pricing is simple. One jar, one price. My Dental Wigs, the convenient, painless, fast, and affordable way to fix your missing teeth. Order yours today at MyDentalWig.com.
Looking for the best ride in Northern California? Head over to Top Tier Auto Sales right here in Sacramento. We offer the finest selection of quality used vehicles, luxury, reliability, and everything in between. Why settle for less when you can drive the best? Our deals are unbeatable, and your dream car is waiting. So come through today and be sure to tell them Tony Rochelle sent you. Top Tier Auto Sales, where quality meets the road.
TopTierAutoSales.com. come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.
For your loss.
Taking it back to the Bay Area with a classic from two legends of West Coast hip-hop. This is Glamorous Lifestyle by Jacka featuring Andre Nicotina, released in 2009. Jacka, a founding member of the Mob Figures, was known for his introspective lyrics and storytelling that resonated with fans beyond the Bay. Partnered with Andre Nicotina's signature delivery, this track gives us a vivid look into the highs and lows of living large. A timeless anthem that blends street grit with smooth, laid-back lyrics and perfect timing. A perfect reminder of why these artists are staples in the Bay. Let's dive into this classic.
Big dreams, nice cars. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I took a little rush, so I'll probably never call. You know you love that jack, I'm right here. About to dip outside my 16, yeah. See the trees smoking, no tints on there. Tryna find a hush, all white pair. But a Gucci loaf, but they never know where. Go pop my new dish, hop in the share. Spend so long, I'm gonna fly, it ain't fair. Never seen my clothes before, and my shoes rare. You see me right here, ain't how you drive by. But you so into me, you don't never ask why. You know I got paper, yes, I'm a deep one. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I think I'm in a rush, so I probably never call.
My lifestyle, baby, like an S500. Gather up your friends, jump in, and I'ma gun it. You give me 10 minutes of my Glock talk, hit ya. I watch as the wheels rotate, break down an eight. The color of a sneaker is the color of my face. I wear my white beater like a banger. A rap style freak got one up in the chain.
I know you see me right here, ain't how you drive by. But you swim into me, you don't never ask why. You know I got paper, yes I'm a deep one. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I think I'm in a rush, so I probably never call.
No matter your age or bank account, or the setbacks you faced, your journey is still yours to write. Creativity and success don't have an expiration date. Some of the greatest stories ever told, the biggest businesses ever built, and the most iconic artists ever known came from the people who refused to quit. You kept pushing when no one believed, when money was tight, and when the road seemed uncertain. If you have a vision, chase it. If you have a passion, nurture it. If the world doesn't see you yet, keep showing up until they have no choice but to notice. Your breakthrough isn't behind you, it's ahead. Keep reaching, keep building, keep going. Your story is far from over. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant and Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can be right here on this station next week, same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant and Taylor Show.